For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has appointed his budget director, Mick Mulvaney, to serve as acting White House chief of staff. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Democratic Congressman John Garamendi of California says the upheaval at the White House is bordering on the ridiculous.
It is absolutely crazy time. Mulvaney has now three jobs. First of all, acting is the right word. The president has not had a chief of staff. He's trying to do it all by himself, and the result is ultimate chaos.
Trump announced last week that John Kelly, who served in the post for more than a year, would soon be departing. The president's first choice was Nick Ayers, the vice president's chief of staff, who bowed out after being unable to come to an agreement on how long he would serve in the post. Earlier Friday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie withdrew from consideration to serve as chief of staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
It appears the Trump brand profited from the inauguration of Donald Trump. Ivanka Trump is now being mentioned in an investigation of alleged fleecing by the inaugural committee. Federal prosecutors in New York are investigating the committee for possible financial abuses related to the more than $100 million in donations that it raised. Documents show committee organizers complained to Ivanka that the Trump Hotel was attempting to charge $175,000 per day for the use of a ballroom and other meeting rooms in the hotel. Another storm is bringing the threat of serious flooding to the East Coast. Flood watches are posted from Florida north to the Maryland-Pennsylvania border. Up to 4 inches of rain could fall by the end of the weekend. There could be significant flooding due to the rain and snow melt from the last storm that dumped up to 2 feet of snow in areas of North Carolina and Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Police in Colorado are looking for a missing mom. They're calling her fiancé a person of interest and want to question him in the disappearance of Kelsey Burnett. KCNC-TV's Melissa Garcia.
Police focused on the Florissant home of Patrick Frazee, searching for clues in the disappearance of his fiancée, Kelsey Barris. The 29-year-old mom's been missing since Thanksgiving, and officials say her family is hurting.
It was a really difficult night last night. It's been a tough couple of days.
Police say Frazee was the last person to see the Woodland Park woman during an exchange of their one-year-old daughter. 3 days after her disappearance, Barris' phone pinged in Idaho. Now investigators want to find out if he traveled there.
A holiday tradition has been canceled at the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump canceling the White House holiday party for members of the media, making a decades-old tradition another victim of an increasingly contentious relationship with major news organizations. A statement from a White House official says, quote, "The White House Christmas press party was not put on the holiday schedule, but we have accommodated members of the media and their families who have asked to see the holiday decorations by arranging open White House tours for them." Fox News, noting that the White House is holding some other holiday parties to which favorable media members are invited.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.